Mark your tape. I can't wait to get that.
This is April 15th, 1991. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming on short notice. Until we get the property under control and a little better shielded, it has to be this way. Thank you, Cy. Thank you, James. I don't know what kept you. But I'm going to clear up a few things about unidentified flying objects.
Excuse me, Commander. Would you identify yourself?
Commander Hatton, Yorgos Seris, United Federation Fleet, Intergalactic Federation Command. Home base, I suppose, if you wish to call it home base, is Pleiades. Your Earth is Koshan. And I am going to announce just right now, it just dawned on me, what we're going to call the book. We're going to call it Operation Sandstorm. And then you can put underneath it Counterattack the Feathered Curtain. There's a lot of BS going on, most of it in UFO circles. Now, for the two of you who are guests, I'll get right to the point. This is the terrifying little old grandmother who has Mr. Cooper in a state of exhaustion. He should be so honored that we would utilize his material. He's poorly guided, very badly misguided. I only have sympathy for him, because once you become the tool of the adversary, it's very hard to break away. They tie you into little knots. I'll try not to take my usual 10 hours for the rest of you who heaved a sigh and said, oh my goodness, we're going to go over, and it's been 3 or 4 weeks since we've met. There is nothing unusual about our mode of communication whatsoever. I'm not all that far away, number one. Number two, I pulse a universal language. It isn't even hard to decipher. And when we write, everything is fed right into Edwards Air Force Base and all over. So you don't have to worry about whether or not you're under surveillance. You are. And I welcome that, because there's nothing subversive going on. If any of you have had an opportunity to read the introduction to Sandstorm, you will know that today is the day of the terrorists. And I wonder how many of you stood as patriots this day, or did you join the ranks who pay for their blood transfusions? You see, none of your money in taxes goes into the coffers to run your government. All of your income taxes go for debt. Now, what do you notice these days while they're pushing taxes and hardly pushing taxes? And what happened last year over your deficit and your debt? Complete panic, and yet nothing this year, as if it doesn't matter. Little bit of reference to it, but it's as if it doesn't matter. And let me tell you, brothers, it doesn't matter. They believe they have you bound and gagged, and they all but do. Don't be so confounded interested in UFOs and disinformation. And I know that one of you asked me, why don't I stop my own brother George here from showing some of those spacecraft pictures that are not real? else are you going to get man's attention? The moment he stops showing them, his life becomes in danger, do you understand? There is one party, one group, that still concerns your adversary. And that's the Space Command. They know we're here. There's no doubt about it. They know we're here. We've communicated with them as much as we have communicated with you. And you say, how can that be? Easy. Easy. I don't know how much time we have here. It would be almost worth taking the time to read what Mr. Rosenthal said very, very shortly before they wiped him out. This was an administrative assistant, a young man, a nice young Khazar elite. Who worked for and with Jacob Javits of New York. Anybody remember the ship in 1976? In Turkey, several people aboard that ship were killed. I'm not speaking of a water ship. I'm talking about an aircraft, a hijacking. Several people were killed by stray bullets. Mr. Rosenthal was shot deliberately many times because he opened his mouth. And he is one of theirs. Or was, as the case now becomes. You have one thing is going to save your ass, and that is going to be to save your constitution. You are the last nation. If America falls, so falls the world. People would like to consider that we have some strange group here. We don't have any group here. Group of individuals making every effort to the last breath to do exactly what I just said. Save the Constitution. You can worry about Space Command sometime later. Only worry about the truth coming through. Whether or not the journals and the expresses are true. I get continual questions. Is this one or that one a valid speaker? Is this one or that one in the light or in the dark? If they tell you they are the Christ, they are not real. They are false. The Christed energy who will return to your planet is not on your planet walking around on two legs. Neither do I want you tied up with this man or that man, including, listen to me, Jesus. Jesus was a man named Emmanuel, Jesus, birthed into the area of Galilee, Nazareth, the Holy Land, in other words. Apostle Paul gave Jesus the name Jesus, and I utilize it simply because that's what you recognize, the same as I will use the term Jew, because that's what you will recognize. It has meaning. Although it has the wrong meaning, and in the case of Jesus, it has the correct meaning. It does not matter about Jesus. Does everybody hear me well? He had to put himself, as Rick would say, on the billboard to advertise the fact of eternal life and immortality, and following God's law, period. experienced as a man. It is the Christness. And I don't care whether you're a Jew or a Muslim, or you don't like anybody, or you believe in George Green. Be careful about that. You will not get to be in the presence of God unless you follow the Christ path. Christ is not a label that I can say, oh, Psy Christ. It's not a surname, it's not a first name. It is a state of being. And when the master teacher said, except through me, you won't get there. He didn't mean me, Jesus, Isu Emmanuel, human being. He meant you are going to have to go by the Christed path. You're going to have to come back into the laws and balance with the creation and into doing your very darndest to follow the laws and quit breaking them. Are you doomed to hell somewhere, someplace, if you can find a worse place, if you don't follow them? Not for me to say, that's up to you. So then those space commanders are going to tell you where you're going to end up. That's between you and God, and how deliberate and intentional were your errors. I'm not going to hold it against James because he didn't know any better than to get himself into the Green Beret. But I'm going to look after him now that he's trying to save your constitution and bring some freedom and truth back into this country. Away from my belief, he might recognize the term scum suckers. I'm making Dorma very, very tense. But I have two gentlemen who have come here to test me. I have one well trained, one of the most elite of the elite of your forces, people, in this room. And I want you to know in this room, I honor this man. Because the scum suckers don't play fair. It isn't James Grice that is called Bo. This is a commander. And he has his family. And the scum suckers go after your family because they can't get to you as a man. Because there does come something in life, brothers, worth living for. God doesn't want any more dead bodies. There are billions of dead bodies. And there are hundreds of thousands out there giving their lessons and misinformation. And if you tell truth, you are put down in this sweet little town. Be careful, every time you turn on your ignition, your car is going to blow up. A sweet little valley of light, Tehoshaphat, the most glorious one spot on your planet. For your confirmation, it is the central navigation system of this corner of the cosmos. There's a crystal here that measures over 2.5 miles in diameter. And we've had to shield it because of the confounded detonations in Nevada that has turned your underground into molten radioactive lava coming to the surface now at Mono Lake. Running just like a blood vessel supply system to every fissure along the West Coast. So, if Los Angeles topples off, and all those lovely visions handed down in the prophecies. You're very well going to have, probably, radioactive material rising from those fissures and cracks in the street. And no one will listen. This is for the military command to understand. I'm going to get some confirmation going right fast, and the rest of you are just going to bear with. It isn't that I have any need whatsoever for these ones to believe in me one way or another. But they are efforting to do something for this nation. And this nation is blessed. And it's not something that is represented by a red, white, and blue banner, which happens, my friends, to be a heavenly banner. It represents that which was truth and freedom in an already sickened world. God bless this place. Do you think He blesses it less because it's in trouble? He blesses you more because if you ask, He will give you the strength to turn it about. But if you go down that road wondering whether or not there are UFOs, you're off on the wrong track. And none of you are dangerous to them until they realize that you realize and begin to tell the world that we are here. That's what will get you in trouble. So as long as George Green goes and shows bubble ships, we bless him greatly. And I don't know who else. I'm sure no one in this room would volunteer to try to get 30 journals into a half hour speech. And please tell Bill Cooper we can't plagiarize fast enough. There is absolutely no earthly way Dorma can write that thing or find the documents. But we need to have unity. There are some misperceptions about God. If you think some space command is going to come and do it for you, forget it. And all those lovely little promises that the little sweethearts will give you from 68,000-year-old Rumpthas. Again, I say, BS. Bless them, and then you better run. God will not do it for you. He gave you a mind. You will do it. We will help. God is the Word. God is truth. God dwells, whether you like it or not, within each. You run away from God. He never leaves you. Stop looking for your sanctity, your truth, and your salvation anywhere other than within self. That's where God is. He's waiting for you once to discover it. And it's a wondrous place. A wondrous place. Honor yourselves. Then get off your duffs and get busy. It's critical. They're not concerned about how many don't file their income tax papers this year. Because they can pull you down in 10 seconds by simply repudiating the debt, which they fully plan to do, waiting just until the time is perfect. With your privately owned Federal Reserve System and its own private police force. And before I go another breath, I want this book, please, dedicated to Bill Benson. And I want the article from Target plagiarized verbatim. If you want, don't start taking care of your own. I'll guarantee you, your government will not. When you once pulled out of Vietnam, you left little less than 400 men. Maybe Colonel Brights would like to tell you what happened to those men. Some of them are still there waiting for someone to come and get them. And your government won't even bargain anymore. They won't let them come home. And I'll tell you something else. Quite a few of the ones in the Middle East will not come home either, because they've seen too much. And they know the lie. And they will not be permitted to tell it. But if you want to witness the destruction of a man at the hands of the government, take a look at Benson and your non-judicial system. Get passionate, friends. If you don't get passionate, you're going to die. It's that simple. There are a few in this room who are already marked. They just haven't figured out how to get rid of them. They're not very lucky with Dorma. They keep shooting her and I keep fixing her. You're out of time. As long as Mr. Bush. Colonel, do you know what that means? Bush. Would anyone like to tell him?
Iraqi.
In Iraqiism. Well, it means, pardon me, I would never say a word like this. Except under duress. Threat. It means asshole. This man, even when this man was this man, he ran drug trade right into the Zapata oil offshore wells, these things they build out there, the platforms you call them, offshore drilling rigs. Deals in fish meal fertilizer. He's got one off Kuwait. He's got his little son George right over in Bahrain, close to the new oil field. This is a deadly man. But don't forget, he is also a puppet. One that I think James will recognize is Mr. Armitage. Armitage, maybe. I don't do well with your English. For the information of you ones in this room, this man was all rolled up into the Golden Triangle drug business as a representative of your government in competition with the drug lords. Did he get nailed when Commander Grice comes home with proof, thinking that he might be able to do something for his country? Yeah, they offered to take him out, Commander Grice, not the other way around. Close your mouth. Don't tell that. Well, let me give you another little clue to what you're dealing with. This is the same man, Mr. Armitage, that they sent as a representative of your country at the beginning of this Middle East conflict to Jordan and to Lebanon. Now, why would they send someone who deals in the biggest drug racket in the world, in the guise, in the name of your government, now to the Middle East? And if one person in this room asks me why, I'm going to leave. You will have to keep the emergency regulations down on your head. This is the last form of total control they can pull until they can pull off a constitutional convention. If you can keep the regulations tight enough, they can pull off the whole thing without your honest legislators having anything to do about it. That's going to be up to you. I'm asked continually, well, what would you do? Well, nobody's really going to listen. You're going to have to feel your way along. You're going to have a lot more BS meetings on whether or not the UFO struck blood. What in the name of God would any self-respecting alien who has the capability and technology to get to your place want to suck your blood? Why in the world would that research come from? But the little gray aliens are real. I've talked about this. I've avoided this question every time it's asked of me. You have a situation where there's a lot of truth, mostly lies. The little gray aliens, has anybody looked at Yitzhak Shamir? Then you better shudder. The first real interchange with alien beings that we're going to refer to is the little gray. Simply because the UFO community refers to them as that. I probably would guess that John Lear may have thought that up too. I like John. He's an original thinker. I'm a little sorry for Bill. He nabs onto things. You simply do not have that kind of association going on in the cosmos. Those are earth games. And pretty stupid, even at that. When it was decided where and through which route the Antichrist could make his entry in the most pronounced and workable format, how am I going to do this, George? I go through all of this. Jews are not Jews. We're talking about what can be considered the 13th tribe. Not any part of Judaism. And so we have a great deal of difficulty making our expressions recognized because they have spent an eternity building the vision that you can't see beyond. And it becomes dangerous to see beyond. And this is why I was tempted to just have someone read Mr. Rosenthal's section that I have put into the introduction of the book, because he says it so well. You see, ego gets to these people. And this was a young man. And he was full of his mightiness. And so he laid it right out in terms. We, Zionists, elite, Kazan elite, having now called ourselves, labeled ourselves Jews, a term that never existed in any language. And now you will notice every translation of every biblical document, every historical document uses the term, doesn't it? Because who is doing most of the translating? Your media, your papers, your TV, your radio, you are 100% controlled. By less than 3% of the population. Are you going to tell me that in a country like America, you cannot overcome? This is why it has been said, the truth will set you free. If you all stand in the truth, they finally have to stop playing their game. If you do it in time. When they have your arms, you're through. Because they would push for the new constitution, which is already written for years and years now. You already function under the new constitution. You have not chosen a president since Roosevelt, in any sense of the word whatsoever. We won't even talk about before that. So far, they've won. I happen to know that with the quality of men and women that were put on this continent, because the United States of America as a nation have the strength to stop this. And when ones go and pray to God to do it for you, you may as well howl at the wind. He listens to your heart. He does not listen to your mouth. And if you're not willing to do it for self and for those you love, why would he do it for you? There comes a time of measuring up to the measuring stick of God. Will you err? Will you sin? Sin is error, pure and simple. And as long as you err in ignorance, you're forgiven. But if you don't get smart, you're not forgiven for your ignorance, you see. And then after you know truth, to continue to deliberately defy that which is wondrous, which is self, which is nation, then you have to work that out with God. And there are just some laws. And I'm going to go back now to those ones who ask, is so-and-so and so-and-so really? And I hear that this one claims to be the returned avatar. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they say. Always there will be a clue. If they project one iota of it's all right to break the laws of God or the creation, European brothers, they're not serving God in truth and wholeness. They may be doing it in ignorance, and for that you can be forgiving. And you will forgive them, at any rate, because they're blind. It's not your business to go about judging someone else. That's between that one and God. And what they do is none of your business unless it is pulling down that which is around you. You judge action. Don't let anybody tell you that you must not judge. Because if you don't judge action, then you may as well have committed the crime itself. For you have just sanctioned whatever has been committed. Listen to what they say. And if it is against any of the laws of God, and they are birthed within you, you know them, you are given life with full knowledge of the laws of right and wrong. And you innately know. That's why so many things are done in the darkness, so nobody sees. And the places of darkness are where the ones of evil do their work, hoping that you never know. God is not secret. God is totally open. God is not selective to have a special one of an Emerald Cross order or the sacred order of Melchizedek. Forget it. God is just. And I'm sorry, Rick, I didn't mean to get on your preacher bitch. Once utter the word God in every form, except with the pride that you should have when you utter the United States and Christ, with honor for that which was birthed and given its opportunity for purity, freedom, the lamp to shine for a world. But don't you see, precious ones, it had to go to this. Man is put here to experience for his lessons, for his growth. And God would not leave you abandoned. One say, well, what are you doing here? Mostly the ones here say that. Why us? Why don't you go pick on someone else? Let them shoot at them for a while. There are plenty of reasons. God made a final promise to the people before the ending days, and in time to change it if you would, the word of truth would come and it would go to the four corners of the planet so that man could look and could know and make his choices as to his divinity. That's why you ones have a great responsibility. However, don't overestimate your responsibility. You cannot shove it down anyone's throat. Nor should you even try. Here it is. Here's the truth. If you're interested enough in yourself, perhaps you'll read it. Urge you to read it. Urge you to read everything. I urge everyone to read every word that we write. And then I would like for you to be able to have time to read every other thing on every subject that we cover. because truth of God will stand into infinity. And so far we haven't had one contradiction, misunderstanding perhaps. How did one think God would send him? There have been some very, very committed pleas at PLEAS. Plea for help. And God responds because the call with sincere intent compels the answer. What do we do, Father? And he sends the messengers. You don't have to listen. You don't have to act. God is not coercion. Anything of force is not of God. Hold it in your heart. Right up front. He will let you blunder until your teeth fall out. That is for you. He will not leave you. He will be there until your teeth grow back. But you will grow through the lesson. Now back to the UFO. These ones have come over here. I'm going to not keep you until midnight. I'll only keep you to 11:30. The Khazars, after they took on Judaism, you see, they had an opportunity to practice that Christianity, and they realized that was the lie. They practiced Islam, didn't like it either, plus the fact the Mossad got to the poor old man who was going to come and give his lessons on Islam. Bumped him off. And already the Jew was in court with the king, the great Khan of Khazar. And very much like Henry Kissinger being the Beck, right, you know, second Khan, you had the puppet head, and then you had the one who did the dirty work. Well, we won't go into all the ones doing the dirty work. But the poor old Khan didn't get to do very much of anything, so the Beck was taking care of everything, that B-E-K. So he was already in cahoots with a very materialistic tribe or business people that had come off from the Judean tribes. The original Khazarian bloodline was almost pure Mongol. And then they moved into the Nordic region. And they became one and infiltrated in two. And this is a group that most ones have never heard the word. And yet for four centuries, they were the biggest empire in Europe. They are Mongol, Russian, and Nordic. They took on Judaism as their public religion. They rewrote the rules, hence the protocols. And let me tell you, when you are working with the Antichrist, they don't go by time. They don't care how long it takes.
Excuse me, Commander, I need to turn the tape.